The Joneses aren't the first family to invade an upscale community of homes to do their scamming of the gullible and well-heeled neighbors already there. It happened about 3 years ago on the FX cable network, but then the bunco-prone family was The Riches, a comedy-drama series that had its moments. What's different is that the Joneses aren't hiding the possibility they might be trailer trash like The Riches were. But they do, much in the same manner, the same bourgeois act for folks who, on gated acres, reside in many mansions nestled among lovely, tree-lined suburban hills. The Joneses are already upper middle class and have considerable knowledge about the things that make life worthwhile, like fast sports cars, golf courses, fine wines, food, attire, and jewelry, as well as all those technological toys that sell at exorbitant prices. That's what the Joneses' ruse is. Subliminally peddling high-dollar items in their possession to unsuspecting people who have lots of plastic with which to spend their high disposable incomes. The Riches, however, were written as a family, husband, wife, with two sons and a daughter. The Joneses are a complete fake. Father Steve, played by David Duchovny, the mother, Kate, played by Demi Moore, and two young adult children, Jen and Mick, played by Amber Heard and Ben Hollingsworth. No Jones in this movie script is either related or married to any one of the foursome. But none of their marks living on adjacent cul-de-sacs who suffer from terminal sycophancy know the Joneses' secret. Each Jones is covertly employed by a corporation that's in the business of selling a lifestyle, one that's easy to recognize. The enterprise likes to call its strategy self-marketing. Each sales cell is known as a unit. In the Jones sales cell, Kate's the boss and holds regular sales meetings with Steve, Jen, and Mick in the dining room when guests or neighbors aren't around. Their oh-so-results-oriented outside sales manager is a mature woman named KC. Lauren Hutton has that role. A strict account is kept of whether each family member's sales figures are going up or down. Peddling the many kinds of products that would be attractive to neighbors whose annual incomes are at least $100,000 is much easier than the sell job first-time director Derek Borta has with his Joneses screenplay. The film starts off like a whimsical satire about the insincerity often connected to salesmanship. Then, after what energy the movie has fades and all the Joneses are beginning to show signs of depression, locked in their empty world, the script wanders off toward the serious and finally, losing sight of what seems to be its intended entertainment track, slips into a string of sappy Hallmark moments without the commercials. The best way to describe the film would be to note how Steve evolves from a guy much like Hank Moody, who Duchovny plays in the Showtime series Californication, to the one he's best known for, Fox Mulder, deeply reflecting on his missing alien-abducted little sister in The X-Files, and Gillian Anderson nowhere on the set. Demi Moore is back, however, looking quite midlifey, but with her sassy self and cutely hoarse voice fully operational. Mr. Duchovny appears to be making advancement on the middle years as well, thinner, slightly gaunt. The Joneses might have been filmed not long after Duchovny's release from a SoCal sex rehab center, but only Tiger Woods knows for sure. Amber Heard, playing the phony and randy Jones' daughter, is eye-catching in the part, even if her motivation unravels, and Jen turns out to be more of a wimp than the player she first appears to be. A couple of unresolved scripted events dangle for me on leaving the theater. How did things work out for the girl who's attracted to Jones' son, Mick? And what's up with Mick after his speedy car ride with a rich buddy? Is Mick's character supposed to be a topic of humor or pity? Yes, what is the Joneses supposed to make a moviegoer guy like me feel? It might have worked better if the joke part about jiving all the neighbors into buying stuff could have been sped up and satirized further to the absurd, instead of expecting an audience to believe a Hank Moody can be transformed into a Fox Mulder in just over 90 minutes, with Scully away on assignment. I can't tell if the truth is still out there or not. But I can say all my film reviews are archived at TulsaTVMemories.com, as well as under external reviews at www.imdb.com. That's the International Movie Database. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.